Thanks for coming along this evening. Hope you enjoy the class. We're exploring the theme mindful breathing. We're on week 3 of this 8-week course. Last week, the theme was mindful body, using the awareness of our body to bring our attention into the present moment. The week before, mindful listening. So what we're doing here is a gradual gathering of our awareness into the present moment. Next week will be the mindful mind. This will conclude the first part of the course. We're going to start off this evening, as usual, with a guided meditation. And this will start off with mindful listening. So we take the sounds the furthest away as possible. Bring the attention inwards, listening to the breath. Then becoming aware of our body. Then we'll place our hands on our body, left on the chest, right on the navel. Then we'll relax them, and then we'll ground ourselves into the present moment. It's quite a few guided sessions to work our way through this evening. So the sessions will be around 10 minutes in length to give us a chance to work through the different mindful breathing practices. So please sit comfortably and prepare for meditation. We make the intention to stay concentrated and focused over these next 10 minutes. To leave all our distractions to one side. This is our chance now to be mindful, be present. Taking a nice long deep breath. As we do, straightening the back, opening the chest out. Hold that. Feel the world slowing down. And as you breathe out, release the pressure in the shoulders and the upper half of the body. Listening to where we are. What sounds can you hear? Take the sounds as furthest away as possible. Listening mindfully. Can you hear the weather, traffic? Can you hear the sounds of your home buzzing, humming? Maybe the sounds of your computer or phone. The world around us is changing, just like we are. We let go as we listen. Everything that's happened today is now in our past. Then we place our left hand on our chest and our right hand on our navel. Allow that to draw your attention in. See if you can hear the breath, hear the body. A gentle sound, and start to notice the movement of your body. Notice how your hands move on their own. And place your left hand on your right. Connecting with the natural breath. You might find your breathing deepening, slowing down. As it does, so does your life. And then place your hands in your lap or on your legs. Try to become aware of the entire body. And try to breathe deeply into any stress or discomfort there may be in your body. You can pinpoint it with your attention. Breathe deeply into the tension. Hold your attention. Hold your breath. And then breathe it out. And as our first session comes to a close, we make the intention to try try to apply what we learn this evening into our daily life. So it can benefit our community and all the people we interact with. May our mindful practice this evening be of benefit to our society. And through us learning how to reduce stress and anxiety this evening, may other people also have this opportunity. Our friends, family, colleagues, neighbors. Okay, thank you very much. When you're ready, please bring your session to a close. I'm going to start once again the session with a reading from Guide to the Mindful Way of Life. From the beginning of the chapter, chapter 3, which is entitled Mindful Breathing, pacify stress, it says, pacify stress with a series of essential breathing meditations. There are many mindful meditations that we can practice based on the breath. Mindful breathing meditations are practiced across the world each day by millions of people. They are very accessible, as we do not need any particular belief to get started and make progress. All we're doing is noting the natural process that sustains our life, the breath. In our culture, we're aware of the power of our breathing to pacify the mind. We say, take a breather. I need some breathing space. Count 10 breaths. Emergency services are instructed to draw the attention of those whom they help to the sensation of their breath. Already on this course, we've indirectly engaged in breathing practices. Listening to the breath, mindful listening and mindful hands practice all incorporate the breath. In this training, we are not directly drawing our attention to the breathing. We're easing our way into the flow of the breath. In mindful listening, we're merely attentive to the sounds around us and then inside of us. The breath may be one of them. When we place our hands on the stomach in the mindful hands practice, we're observing their arising and falling in time with the breath. We're not directly watching the breath. However, we will indirectly or experience all the benefits of breathing meditation. The reason I introduce the practices in this manner is that when we first approach breathing meditation, our ego can be too intimately involved. When we are first instructed to bring our attention to the breath, it is natural to try and control it immediately. We almost try to make our breath happen. Many times when I introduce mindful breathing practices in live classes, new practitioners tend to exaggerate their breathing. We do not need to make ourselves breathe. It happens naturally. When we wake up in the morning, there is no need to jumpstart its process. It is just there, rising and falling naturally. When we start to focus on mindful breathing, we try to follow its natural flow, a skill that we can cultivate and enjoy. It will then allow us to step back from the ego-driven mind that pushes, controls, and feels that we need to force things to happen if we want them to arise in our life. The breath occurs naturally. All we need to do is focus on it. You may have found in your experience so far it's a common finding that when we try to focus on the breath, we naturally become too involved in it. And one effect of that is that sometimes the practitioner may actually feel out of breath, or they may feel agitated and distracted and worried, even thinking, how do I breathe? Intellectually trying to make themselves breathe. But we don't need to do that. I mean, we're here now, aren't we? You're sitting there beautifully, and you're not thinking to yourself, breathe, breathe, keep breathing, go on. You're doing a good job. Keep going. I'm talking to you. And I'm not thinking in the back of my mind, breathe, breathe, breathe. It's just happening. But occasionally we do say, don't we? Don't forget to breathe. Especially if someone becomes anxious or agitated. Just breathe. Just breathe. And we know if we breathe, we feel better. Sometimes someone who is engaged in exercise, for example, swimming, running, cycling, and all the other beautiful exercises out there that require our lungs, that require a workout, cardio. If you keep doing them, there comes a point where all you notice is the breath. And that's why often it can become quite... we keep going back to our exercise because there's a sense of getting away from it all. There's a sense of clearance in the mind. Many athletes will discuss this in week 5 in Mindful Movement, but talk about getting in the zone, getting in a flow state. And that often we arrive in that flow state with the breathing. The breathing is a simple process, but that doesn't mean that it's easy. I remember speaking to someone who's now a monk, been a monk for a long time, and they first attended a meditation class in a meeting hall in Manchester. And, you know, they went along, sat down on a chair, and was guided through a breathing meditation. And he said he sat there and he started becoming really annoyed with himself that he wasn't able to focus on the breathing. Something so simple as the breath, and all the instruction is to focus on it. He wasn't able to do that. And he said it was only due to the frustration that he came back the next week to try again and to keep trying to focus on the breath. But he said initially he was approaching it in the wrong way. And he only really started to benefit from breathing meditation when he connected with the natural breath that is there and didn't try to force anything or push the process. This is why the first mindful breathing practice we engage in is called the natural breath. Yeah. We just focus on the natural breath. Buddha, who was a meditator, spent a lot of time meditating. Buddha was asked one time, how do you meditate? Someone asked him, Buddha, how do you meditate? He said, sit under the shade of a tree. Buddha taught in what is now northern India. Spent most of his time teaching there. Quite sunny a lot of the time. Sit under the shade of a tree. So we don't need to worry about that here, do we? In early February, England. We're in the shade of our homes. In a cool, sit in a cool place, not too hot. You know, so if you've got your heating turned up to like six or whatever, not too hot, not too cold. Nice and cool. You don't need to go in an ice bath. That's next week. Oh no, a few weeks' time. Just a cool place. And then he said, if your breath is long, focus on it. If your breath is short, focus on it. Bye-bye. That would be a good class, wouldn't it? That's the mindful breathing class. Now go away. Go away and do that all week and come back next week and tell me how you're going to. Short and sweet. Pithy. That's all we need. Not too much talking. Lots of meditating. That's the instruction. What did he mean by that? If your breath is long, focus on it. If your breath is short, focus on it. What Buddha was saying there is what I am saying now, but in a slightly more long-winded way. Natural. Focus on the natural breath. So you don't need to do it properly. You sometimes get this in meditation classes on retreats, you know. Let's see who can do the deepest breath. Who's the best breather? I'm a better meditator than you. Just listen to how deep I breathe. It's not a show, a competition. We're just focusing on the natural breath. It's a skill that we can learn and acquire over a period of time. I was talking to my dear sister this evening, and she was telling me she started learning to play the guitar in lockdown. And as a teenager, I had guitar lessons, learned how to play the guitar. I was trying to hand over a few tips. And she knows, because she's learned to play the clarinet and various other instruments. It takes time. You can't expect to be Van Halen. Not that she wants to be. After like 2 hours playing. And then if you get, you know, you try and try and try and you've got achy fingers and all the rest of it. And then you go and watch a video of Van Halen or something and think, why can't I be like that? It's unrealistic. Breathing is the same with us. We don't be fooled by how simple it is. It's simple, but it's not easy. Breathing meditation. Why? Because we're not used to focusing on one thing. Who wants to focus on one thing when you can focus on 100? Who wants to have one window open on their browser when you could have 10 of them and just flip between them and then also have your phone here? We're learning how to focus on one thing. Another thing that we're up against is the breath. I mean, let's face it, it's not exciting, is it? Oh, I'm going to focus on the breath. You don't suddenly, you know, I mean, this isn't really very exciting, is it, what we're doing here? Especially breathing. I mean, there's far more exciting things we could be doing, aren't there? Or other. But that doesn't mean that we're in the wrong place or it's not worthwhile doing. Meditation isn't exciting. Sorry about that. We're trying to de-excite ourselves. We're trying to calm down. You can't be excited and calm at the same time. This is the issue for us, isn't it? We want the best of both worlds. I want to be excited all day and then be really, really calm when I sit and meditate. I just want to turn on a switch, you know, open up that Zoom class, do the session and bing, enlightenment. In 1 minute, I found the car. It's a process. The key is to be patient with ourselves. So let us try for 10 minutes the natural breathing meditation. And remember, the key is very hands off. Yeah. Almost step back and allow it to happen. So once again, sitting comfortably. And we briefly go through the previous practices. Starting by listening. To the sounds around us. The sounds closest to us. Placing our hands on our navel. Connecting with that movement. If you feel a little agitated or distracted, you can also put your left hand on the chest. Resting the hands in the lap. We use the instructions given by Buddha on how to do breathing meditation. If our breath is long, focus on that. If our breath is short, focus on that. We try to sit still, sit quietly, attentively, and watch the flow of our natural breath. Watch to see what it is doing. As it enters our body, and as it leaves. In this particular practice, we don't need to focus on any specific area of the body. We don't need to breathe in a particular way. We just note the journey. The inhalation, the exhalation. If our mind wanders, patiently return it to the breath. It doesn't matter how many times we get distracted, the training is seeing the distraction and bringing our attention to the breathing. Just have a few more minutes, giving ourselves this opportunity just to breathe, to simplify our life, to let any stress or anxiety melt away as we breathe. Just a few more breaths. Single pointed. And then gradually bring your session to a close. When our mind focuses on an object, so that could be a physical object or an idea or a person, animate, inanimate object. It could be something we watch on our phone, the TV. It is affected by it. So when our mind focuses on the breath, which is an object, the object is neutral in that it doesn't give rise to any strong feeling. It doesn't give rise to excitement. Like, that wasn't exciting, was it? And it wasn't depressing. You don't sort of feel awful now after doing that. You know, like you need a stiff shot of something to perk you up. But you don't need to calm down. It's a neutral object. And it balances the mind. And this skill of breathing meditation is something that we can benefit from greatly right now to reduce stress and anxiety. And if we keep doing it, like if my sister keeps playing the guitar, sooner or later she'll be wonderwalling away to somewhere or other. She'll be able to do it. But if she stops and finds a new Netflix series or whatever it is, some new rabbit warren to get lost in, she'll pick up a guitar in a few years' time and back to square one. She will benefit from her practice. So now, if you do this natural breathing meditation we've just learned every day, between now and next week, the person you will be next week will benefit. If you keep doing it every day this year, the person you will be in 2022 will benefit. You will be calmer, more peaceful person. If someone says to you, do you want to be calmer in 2022? Do you want to be more peaceful? Do you want to have less stress and anxiety in your life? What would we say? No. I actually want more stress and anxiety in 2022. I want to be more agitated. I want to be more on edge. Someone says to you, look, I've got a vaccine that will help you with this. This is called breathing meditation. Take it every day. This is the way to prevent future stress from arising. So breathing meditation, you know, you could stop the course now if you wanted to. Just breathing meditation alone can help us in so many situations. Formally, sitting like we've just done. And informally, informal breathing meditation. So Thich Nhat Hanh, who's a famous Vietnamese Zen teacher, he came to Birmingham in 1995 or somewhere, some 96, mid-90s, the town hall, a monk, and he was sitting there and said, in the monasteries of Vietnam, they have mindful bells that ring. You probably know them. You know, you've probably seen these big bells. Remember the rank man at the beginning of films? That like a gong. They have those kind of gongs and they ring them in the meditation. Why? It's known as the mindful bell. And when the mindful bell rings, when you get distracted, you bring your attention back. So you're sitting in meditation. Let's say you're a monk. You're sitting in meditation, mentally focusing on your breathing, but you're thinking about your noodles for lunch. Which flavor noodles is it going to be this lunchtime? And your mind starts wandering off. The bell rings and your attention's brought back from the noodles to the breathing, the mindful bell. We're sitting there saying, but I'm different to you. Well, he was a monk for a start. He was talking to a hall of Brahmis and there were no monks there. They were just regular people. And he said, but you don't have these bells. I don't even think the bull ring had been built by then. It used to be like a market in where the bull ring was. There was no like bell that rang in the bull ring every half hour to bring people's attention back to the present moment. You imagine that, every half hour some bell ringing. We don't have that in our culture. We don't have, you know, these signs everywhere now. Save lives. Stay safe. Stay at home. Protect the NHS. These mantras everywhere, aren't they? Advertisements everywhere. We've never had advertisements saying, focus on your breath. Be mindful. Save lives through staying calm. You think how many lives are lost each year due to stress? We don't have reminders, which means we forget. We'd all like to be mindful. We know the benefits of being mindful, but oh, I forgot all about it again. I don't know what happened. We need reminders. So his suggestion back then, he said, this was in the 90s, the mid-90s. And if you recall those glorious days back then, mobile phones didn't really, they were probably like big ones in cars, but you didn't have one in your pocket. You didn't have like the whole world information in your pocket. You didn't have a bleeping device following you around. But he said, when your phone rings, so he was talking about your landline, instead of, I don't know if you ever had a landline, but if you remember, if you did, and you remember when your landline rang, usually there'd be an almighty sprint to get to the landline. You know, if you're upstairs or something, you know, you had one phone in the house. I remember many times diving down the stairs to get to the phone. But he said, when your phone rings, when you hear that, whatever your phone sound made, instead of immediately reacting, take a mindful breath or two, and then slowly go to answer the phone. And then pick the phone up. Hello, Mindspace. Or whoever you're picking the phone up for. Fantastic advice. And if you work talking to people, you probably know already, if you're calm, you will help that person. Simply by saying hello in a calm way. The voice is extremely powerful. If you're wanting to help somebody verbally, especially if you want to help them be calm, you have to be calm yourself. You can tell them how to be calm, but if you're not calm yourself, they won't be calm. Why am I recounting this story this evening? Because we have phones usually. Most people have a phone or two or three, and it bleeps and rings. So when it does that, take a mindful breath. Instead of immediately responding to it, who's in control here, me or my phone? Does my phone control me? Or am I in control of my phone? Has my phone become like a life support machine that I can't live without? If so, why? It's just a phone. Why do I need to keep touching it all the time? What's in there that can actually help me? My phone is going to teach me how to be mindful. How, when it rings or bleeps, I'm going to take a mindful breath. That's just one example, but you could use any. Thich Nhat Hanh, back in the 90s, used the example of a landline. You could apply it to your mobile. You could apply it to an email. Let's say you get a difficult email and you start replying to it immediately. Reacting, reacting, reacting. You haven't taken a breath at all. You're just reacting. You're going based on emotion. We'll look at this next week, emotional intelligence. But we often respond immediately and we don't realize we're responding. And then before we know it, we press send. Oops. I wish I could get that email back. It's not like you can run after the postman, you know, like in the good old days and get the letter. They used to say back then, write a letter. I remember receiving this advice as a teenager. Just write them a letter. Remember that. Get it all out. Get it all out of your system. Even put it in an envelope. Take a walk to the post box, but don't put it in there. Or sometimes maybe as you were walking to the post box, you'd calm down and thought, shall I, shan't I, shall I, shan't I? Oh, no, 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 no. Rip it up. Get rid of it. With a quick text message. Can't do that, can we? We might be able to unsend it, whatever, but it's gone, they've seen it. And that can actually destroy our life. Just look at the news. One tweet sent when someone's got a bit frustrated with someone and they've spoken in a way they shouldn't have. The next thing you know, they've lost their job, their livelihood, whatever. We can upset people just by sending an email that we maybe didn't need to if we'd just taken a mindful breath before we press send. One of the best things we can do is to breathe and think, maybe I just need to take a mindful breath break now. So I had a meeting. What was it, a meeting, an interview? Some with the, what are they called? The British Dressage Group. They wanted me to talk about mindfulness. And recently, one of the questions was, have you, Adam, ever used mindfulness to overcome something in your life? Yeah. And I said, funny you should say that, because when I first learned about mindful breathing, I was a smoker. Yeah. Marlboro Lights was my chosen tobacco. 5 to 10 a day. Yeah. Not heavy, but it was there. And then when I learned about breathing meditation, I started feeling less stressed. So my smoking intake reduced. And I thought, well, why don't I try just stop smoking, giving it up. And every time I want a fag break and go outside for a breath break. And that's what I did. Every time I felt the need to have that smoke, I did some breathing meditation and I gave up smoking through breathing meditation, and I don't smoke, and I haven't smoked for 26 years now. Breathing meditation helped me. And I was saying to this interview that I really think, you know, one of the things about smoking is that it's not that dissimilar, the process, to breathing meditation. You know, like if you see a smoker, they take that deep breath in, and there's this sense of, yeah, of course, there's some chemical reaction there, but there's also they're becoming aware of their breath, and they're pausing and stepping back, which is similar to meditation. Yeah. You look at in offices, often the ones having the breaks are the smokers, and the non-smokers, they're just carrying it. They're not able to pull themselves away from the computer. But I encourage you to have a breath break. If you aren't able to do like a sitting formal practice, just think, well, I'm going to have a breath break, 30 seconds. I'm going to eat. Maybe just in front of the computer, turn away, 30 seconds, go back to the computer, and you'll be different. You'll be able to write whatever you're writing or create whatever you're creating. You'll solve problems more objectively because you've taken a break for the mind, a mini break. And we can introduce this throughout the day. You can also introduce it as you're driving. I've said it with Mindful Body last week, but traffic lights, road works, whatever it is. Pause. You think, this is my opportunity to take a breather now. Remember Johnny Wilkinson? Yeah. When the World Cup was won, kicked his way to glory. Yeah, he kicked his way to glory. Took us World Cup champions. What was he doing? There was this, so, you know, he took all these penalties, successful penalties. You go onto YouTube and watch it. But if you see, there's this moment, isn't there, where he's, it's like everything goes quiet and he's focusing the mind. It works. Athletes use it. You know, creatives, artists use it. There's no reason why we can't. In our daily life, whatever we're doing, wake up in the morning, breathe, think, yes, I'm alive, good start. Take a few more breaths. Why do I need to rush out and quickly look at my phone? Why can't I just look at my breath? It may not be as exciting as looking at my phone, but I can do both. I can first look at my breath and take care of my mind. How do I take care of my mental health? By connecting with the breath. This is the one. Yeah, this is the most powerful one. This is the one. We don't need any faith, any belief to do this. All faith, no faith. We just sit and focus on our breath. Often, you know, when maybe you hear about meditation, you think it's some way not related to everyday life, or it's a bit, what do they say? Woo woo. You know, it's a bit woo woo, all of that. How is focusing on the breath a bit woo woo? It's just, we're breathing and we focus on it. It's, in reality, the most normal activity to do. Just sit and breathe. So without further ado, let's try it. In this final meditation, to end the session, we're going to focus on the breath. And as we breathe in, we're going to think to ourselves, breathing in, I allow myself to become calm. I allow myself. You know, to be calm, we have to allow ourselves to become calm. I allow myself to become calm. I'm allowing that to happen now. Breathing out, I let go of stress and anxiety. It's going. Goodbye. I don't need this in my life anymore. How am I going to get rid of it? By breathing it out. Filtering it out. So please, for the last couple of minutes, sit comfortably, and we think to ourselves, I'm going to let go in this meditation. I'm going to breathe in And as I breathe in, say to myself, breathing in, I allow myself to become calm and relaxed. Breathing out, I let go of stress and anxiety. So on the out breath, take the opportunity to let go anything that's worrying you, anything that's on your mind. Breathe it out. Breathing in, I allow my mind to become calm and peaceful. Breathing out, I let go of stress and anxiety. And thinking about our week ahead, encourage yourself this week. I'm going to remember my experience from the session, and I'm going to try to remember my breathing during my daily life before I go to bed. When I wake up, if I'm feeling stressed, when I'm at work, when I'm talking, interacting with others, if I feel myself getting angry or upset, I'm going to remember my breathing. Okay, thank you very much. When you're ready, please bring your session to a close. Next week will be the Mindful Mind, where we explore the world of the mind, how to observe our mind and step back from the busyness and worries. If you can this week, see if you can remember the breath, whether it's formally sitting down, revisiting the meditation, or informally, just for a few moments here and there. Thank you very much for your attention. Apologies for the technical issue at the beginning. Hopefully next week I'll be able to. We can have our garden stretch before we start. Have a good week ahead, and I look forward to seeing you same time next week. But please let me know if you have any questions or comments, either now or via email. You're always welcome to send questions via email if you have.